Hey guys, welcome to the R&B show. A little bit about us is we're going to be interviewing people that are faith-based or non-faith-based, whether they're Catholic, Christian, atheist, whatever it is, we're just going to find out what's on their heart, dig into their life, and try and be as raw and honest as we can with you guys. My name's Ridge. I am 28 years old. And a little bit about myself is I've grown up in the church. I've been in faith my entire life. I've served in the church. I've served my community for the past 20 years, and that's pretty much all I can remember. So I've got a pretty strong faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I do have a few co-hosts with me. One of them right now I'd like to introduce. His name is Noah Holmes. So, Noah, go ahead and say what's up to everyone.
What's up, guys? My name is Noah Holmes. I'm 19 years old from Maitland, Florida. I've been raised in a faith-based household pretty much all my life. But my faith really didn't start to get deep until I was about 13 or 14, you know, when my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. I had many questions to God about why, you know, that happened. And, you know, my faith's gotten deeper over the years, and I'm really glad that it has. That's a little bit about myself.
Awesome, Noah. Thanks for sharing that with us. Next, I'd like to introduce you to our third co-host. His name is Brady, or as some of us might know him, Leyland Clifton. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, Leyland.
Yo, what's up, guys? My name's Brady, also known as Leyland, whatever works for you guys. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Winter Park, Florida. I'm not very faith-based, really. Grew up in a very Christian home, so Christmas and Easter is really it. And I only grew closer to Christ in the last few months due to my friend passing away. And I really got some closure on like how to deal with stuff like that and a lot of stress in my life, especially with growing up with a family that's very divided with each other's sides. But that's really cool.
Awesome, Brady. Thanks for sharing that with us. So a little bit about how we all got connected really is about 9 to 10 months ago, we all lost someone very close to us. His name was Josiah, and it would have been my brother-in-law. He was 18. He just graduated high school, and he was Noah and Brady's best friends, and that kind of drew us all really close together pretty much the day after he had passed. And from really, from then on, we just grew closer and closer and closer to where now we pretty much spend every single day together, which has brought us to a friendship that we couldn't even imagine. I mean, I'm 28. I never imagined being really best friends with two 19-year-olds, but that's just how it works, and I guess that was just God's plan. About our podcast, our main goals are to reach people where they are and connect them to everything God has for them. And kind of our motto is we don't need a stadium to reach stadium-filling numbers. So as long as we can spread the good news, spread the word, spread the gospel to whoever we have with us, then we'll be able to do what we feel like God has put in our life to do and live out our plan. Noah, do you want to elaborate anything at all on how Josiah's passing has impacted your life or brought us closer together, or maybe even tell the story about when we first met, me and you?
Yeah. Well, me and Ridge first met my senior year. It was like, I think the last day we had a Be the Light parade, and he drove us in Josiah's truck around the parking lot for a while. You know, that was kind of my first interaction with Ridge. You know, I always knew that he was a pretty cool guy and someone that I would like to get to know. And after Josiah passed, I mean, I felt like, you know, we became brothers. You know, I'm very close with their whole family, and I am extremely blessed that I had that and couldn't be more thankful. Him and Deanna have also brought me very close to God through, you know, these 9-10 months since Josiah passed. You know, I couldn't be more thankful for them in my life and what they've done for me. So
now, real quick, Noah, you said that we had first met at the Be the Light Parade. Can you elaborate a little bit on what the Be the Light Parade would have been at your school?
Yeah, so for the seniors on the last day after the spring football game, they line the parking lot with like lights and put our senior photos, you know, down the like pathway, you could say, into the school. And so, you know, we just drive around with a bunch of people from the school, friends, families, administration, just kind of cheering for us, you know, that being our last kind of send off from Orangewood, you know, as we go into college. And so.
Yeah, and that's awesome. That was like, it was really an honor for me to be able to play that part in not just you two's lives, but the seven other guys that were riding in the back of that truck when we were playing absurd music out the windows at this Christian school. But Brady, if you want to elaborate a little bit on our relationship and how it started with me and you and my wife, Deanna, which she'll be on the podcast eventually, but not quite yet, just because we're kind of introducing, this is our pilot episode. So go ahead and elaborate on that, Brady.
Yeah, man, I met Ridge about 3 years ago. It was my first year at Orangewood, coming from Seminole High School. I was not a very good kid and decided to do some bad things, and I got pushed into Orangewood based off my actions, and honestly, one of the best things ever happened to me. I met Ridge at a 4th of July party when I randomly got invited by Josiah to go. I knew no one there, and I barely knew Josiah at the time, and that's when I barely met Ridge, and I even found out the fact that he had another sister that wasn't his other one. So Josiah had two sisters. I didn't know that. So I met Deanna for the first time as well, along with her two kids and Ridge's two kids, obviously. And then over the years, I grew to hate Ridge a lot. There was not anything good I could say about Ridge, and I really did not like him for a while based off some things that I thought was correct, even though it wasn't. But a few things about me. I went to Orangewood with Holmes, also as Noah, and we barely talked at all. I did not talk to Noah until about 9 months ago. Before that, we were just faces passing in a hallway. And I can't say that I've, you know, surrounded myself with anyone better than everyone in this room right now, being me, Noah Holmes, me and Ridge, and me and Deanna. It's been absolutely amazing getting two brothers and a sister, something that's like really easy to come by. Especially in this life, you know, it's not like easy to find someone you find home that isn't at home. And basically at this point living over here, it's been an absolute blessing, especially this time.
Awesome, Brady. Thanks for sharing that. So just to elaborate on our families a little bit, I do have a wife of 7 years, in October, and we share two children together, and we've been happily married, and everything's going good. We do our best. We stay in the faith as best we can. We have an 8-year-old. His name is Brecken, and a 5-year-old whose name is Bowden. So our main goal as a couple is to make sure we guide these two young men and young children to God the best we can to our ability. Which has been truly a blessing, but at the same time, it's one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. And by doing that with two kids, it seems like it could only be easier to do it with the world, and like it's only our calling to do it with whoever else decides to listen to us. So if you guys don't mind, share a little bit about your family, your siblings, how you grew up, and a little bit of that. So if you want to take it away, Noah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm adopted. I was adopted 2 days after I was born. My biological mom had me when she was 18. You know, she couldn't really take care of me. The parents that adopted me were actually 51 and 49, so I mean, they were old. I'm the youngest of six. I also have an adopted brother and sister, and my brother's my blood brother. And then my parents have three biological kids, so growing up in a big family, a lot of, you know, birthdays around the years, Christmas celebrations, stuff like that, so...
And just so you guys know, this is our pilot episode, so we are going to mess up. This is our first episode. We're working out the kinks. We just wanted to introduce ourselves to all of you. The funny thing about Noah is I actually formed a relationship with his brother, his older brother, Isaiah, before I ever even met Noah. And that was through Josiah as well. And Josiah just connected so many different people in our lives and ultimately brought us all closer together. Isaiah and I have been on many fishing trips before. We have been on the boat multiple times. We had hung out at the house. And so it was a blessing to get to know Isaiah. But to be honest, it's been an even bigger blessing to get to know Noah and to enjoy his time. Excuse me, his personality, and ultimately gain a second younger brother that I've always wanted. So if Brady, if you want to take away and tell us a little bit about your family, your siblings, your parents, feel free to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I got technically an older sister. She's my twin sister, older than me by 2 whole minutes. And I got 2 great parents who've been married for 20 plus years, older in the generation like Noah's. My dad's about 65, so I've definitely experienced a little bit of an older household, but I could say that definitely helped me a lot, learning from, you know, people that have experienced a lot during their times. Obviously, no offense, Mom and Dad, love you. But it's been a very interesting growing up with my sister. Is like, if I get one thing, she gets something too. And one thing I learned really easy at a young time was that life is never easy and that life is never fair. And if my sister gets something, I'm not always going to get it myself. So that's something that I've had to overcome as a young child. And that's something I'm really grateful for in my family. We're very close to my dad's side, but not really my mom's side. And we've got my grandma living with us as well.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Now, Noah, I know you said you were adopted, and I know we might have wanted to put this off a little bit for our first episode, but can you dig a little bit deeper into how it truly was to be, and for some of you that, well, all of you do not know, Noah is a African-American male that was adopted by a white family. Can you dig into that a little bit about how that was kind of growing up in a white family? People might be looking at you differently. People might be talking about your parents. If you ever saw that in your parents, like someone saying like, oh, like there's no way that's your kid. Like, we don't believe it. Like, because correct me if I'm wrong, but you have 2 other adopted siblings that are black, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct. Growing up, you know, in a white family, it's been nothing more than amazing. You know, I feel like I truly, truly won the lottery with getting these parents. You know, I know they're on the older side, but they've carried themselves so well around me through the younger years that, you know, I couldn't be more thankful. And I'm grateful to have, you know, 3 older sisters that are, you know, more mom figures to me. You know, going around in public, you definitely get some looks from other people. You know, they're like, oh, like, how do these, or why do these old parents, you know, have 3 African-American kids with them? You know, and my parents told me that people have asked them why they did this and why, you know, they adopted at such an old age. But I think it was really, truly God, you know, working through them to give more children a better life, you know, a better faith-based life in this world. So yeah, I mean, it's been truly a blessing to grow up in an all-white family, and I couldn't be more grateful.
Yeah, that's awesome. If you don't mind, Brady, I know you mentioned earlier how you kind of hated me, when you first met me. If you could dig into that just a little bit, be as honest as you want to. I mean, we're introducing ourselves, we're letting people get to know us. Our idea here is to be as raw as possible, as unfiltered as possible, but still stay faith-based. So if you don't mind digging into that a little bit, feel free to go ahead.
Yeah, man. Back when I was starting to meet Josiah, I met Ridge, obviously, from what I've said so far. And I would say that the reason I didn't like Ridge at the beginning is that his personality was kind of bold, I guess I'd say in a statement. Very much more outgoing, and to a point where it was like, it seemed like a lot more risk-taking. And obviously, Josiah doing some very gullible, some things he'd do. And I feel sometimes that Ridge would take advantage of situations like that sometimes. And that's something that kind of scared me at first. is that, you know, Josiah be like, oh, let's do something. And we're just like, oh, yeah, let's absolutely do it, even though it could be really, really dumb. But over the while, I finally realized the fact that Josiah was just that kind of kid where he wanted to do it. And if anything, he was influencing Ridge more to do it than Ridge was influencing him to do it. So that's something I definitely overcame.
Awesome. I appreciate you sharing that. And yeah, I mean, I definitely could see how that could have been me 3 to 4 years ago. But I mean, ultimately through God and through my marriage and my relationship, I have done my best to mature the most I can. And now that I'm at this point to where it's my goal to, and my calling to lead the next generation, being you guys and your friends and everyone that Josiah had an impact on, that's it really helps being able to hear how you truly felt about me in the beginning, and it brings everything all in perspective. To elaborate a little bit on who we've been talking about, Josiah. Josiah was my wife's younger brother. He was 18. He had just graduated high school in July of 2023, and no more than 3-4 months later, he passed on a dirt bike accident in our front yard. And so as that happened, it's something that nobody expects. It's something that nobody is prepared for, but the day you get that call from my mother-in-law and Deanna's mom is just, I mean, honestly, you can't prepare for it. And like I said, we're trying to be as raw as possible and as unfiltered as possible and trying to share our lives and our hearts. But in the end, we know where Josiah is. We know who he's sitting at the right hand of. We know that he's dancing. He's enjoying his heavenly eternity now. And the impact he made was truly grateful. I mean, Josiah was 18 and he made an impact that most people couldn't make in a lifetime. And to put that in perspective, we had 2,000 people show up to his celebration of life service and another 3,000 people watching live online, which is unheard of. Like, I've been to funeral after funeral. I've been to memorial service after memorial service, and they've just, nothing compares to how that happened. And me personally having the honor to be able to speak at his memorial service was one of the greatest things that to this day I can say that I've done in my life. So if Noah, if you want to share a little bit about how Josiah truly impacted you and maybe a little bit of detail about your friendship and where that started, because obviously everyone knows, I mean, I've been in this family for almost 12 years now. So I knew Josiah since he was 8 or 9. So if you want to explain a little bit about how that started and how the impact, how he impacted your life, then feel free to go ahead.
Yeah. So I knew Josiah because we went to elementary school together. I remember hopping in his mom's car because me and his mom had the same exact car. Through elementary school and middle school, we played soccer together, football. Josiah impacted my life because he taught me, you know, like, do everything with a smile on your face, you know. Treat people how you want to be treated. He taught me how to serve others, how to live a faith-based life, which I couldn't be more thankful of. Yeah, we go on the boat a ton, fish a ton. He came to visit me at school, which, you know, it was really great to have him come down.
And that's have a faith-based life, but truly at the same time have a great time and have a good time with everything.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, meeting Josiah was, you know, one of the best things that happened to me and in my life. I couldn't be more thankful of the relationship that we had through the years, you know, and him really leading me and showing me what it's like to live through God.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I was in his life for 12 years, so I don't even look. Josiah wasn't just a brother-in-law to me. He was a little brother to me, and to be honest, he was my first little brother. Although he's got a younger sibling, and Deanna has a younger sibling, is 16, named Jackson. He was truly that first younger brother that I always wanted my whole life and that I ever got. And so, Brady, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about that impact that Josiah made on your life and how it really guided you in your faith. I mean, I know you guys started reading the Bible together and things like that. Like, one of the last things I remember seeing in his room the day after he passed was, and you telling me, was you guys had the Bible each on your nightstand, and it was bookmarked to the same chapter, verse, whatever you guys were on. So if you want to dig into that a little bit, if you feel comfortable, go ahead and feel free to tell us that.
Yeah, man, to touch upon what you just last said, yeah, we were reading the Bible a little bit towards the end before he passed. Me and Josiah used to work together, so we had a lot of time to talk about, you know, silly things or things that, like, were concerning us, like that, kind of like a therapy session for us sometimes at work. But yeah, we decided we were going to start, you know, reading the Bible again, especially because I've never read it before, and I'm still trying to work my way through it. But first time I met Josiah was when I went to Orange Grove my 10th grade year after leaving Seminole. I went to my first day at lunch, and I ended up sitting alone, and I had my buddy, Josiah and James, who introduced themselves to me.
And if you don't mind, why did you leave Seminole? If you don't feel comfortable telling us, then don't mention it at all. But just, we're going to be based off being raw, being unfiltered, being honest with our listeners. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about why you decided to go from Seminole High School, which is a public school here in Seminole County, Florida, to Orangewood Christian School, which is a top of the line Christian private school.
Yeah. No, yeah, so back at Seminole, I got into really bad things, a lot of temptation. And I got into vaping pretty bad, and then I got into drinking excessively. And I ended up getting myself involved around some wrong people, and had a really bad night where I got way too, you know, intoxicated and ran middle of the road, and it was a really bad idea. Had my mom pick me up, and I told her the whole story of, you know, oh, I got food poisoning. Oh, I feel so sick. This, you know, PDQ messed me up. And if you know, she knew.
We have all been at that food poisoning story.
There's beer outside. I don't know how that got there, but, you know, it's part of the plot, I guess. But no, after that, you know, my first few, because I came from a small middle school that was called Galileo, about 500 kids as well as Orangewood. And, you know, I went to going from a small middle school where I knew everyone by name and my teachers knew me by name to, a high school where you're just a pupil. You know, it's 2,000 kids and they have a separate location for freshmen. It's just like, it's overwhelming. You feel like you kind of just dissolve in and you're just there to be there. No one really knows who you are. And that's not the way I learned. I went to tour a few schools around here, and, you know, I went to Orangewood and was promised, you know, oh, you can play sports and stuff like that. And that's what really sold me, is like, I wanted to play sports really badly.
Awesome, dude. That's kind of a great story. I mean, you said about that vaping, those vapes can be crazy. I mean, you could have a wishing well and you could throw a vape down there and my ass would be down in the bottom of it so fast. That is a hard thing to kick. And I think everybody that touches them knows. And to this day, I mean, I still struggle with vaping, with anything that can just grab a hold of your life and hold on to you and be kind of a clutch, especially in like a hard, hard time like the three of us are going through. I won't lie to anybody that vaping has been one of those crutches for me that has kind of kept me moving and kept me going. But we all need something in our lives that kind of gives us that break. And unfortunately for us, those vapes are kind of where that comes in at. If you don't mind digging in, Brady, what true impact did Josiah make on you? Like, what kind of legacy, what's those thoughts that go through your head that you're like, man, like, I wouldn't be who I am today if Josiah wasn't in my life.
Yeah, man, absolutely. No, meeting Josiah for the first time was kind of surreal. You know, someone, you know, you don't know at all, and just invites you like open arms, like you've known him for years, is like the weirdest thing. There's not many people in this world I could say that could do that to you. You know, you just don't know him at all, and they're just like, hey, man, you know, I've known you for so long. And that was someone over the years that me and him played football together for 1 year, and then I played by myself while he recorded for us, and I got hurt. And we ended up recording together, which was an absolute tragedy. That was really bad. You got nothing done.
And if I recall right, you were the starting JV quarterback Christian School. And Noah, feel free to jump in here because I know you've got a little detail about that. But if I remember correctly, you came out, you were ready to throw the pass. You threw the pass, man. Threw a pick, and walked straight to the sidelines.
I mean, that was the funniest thing that I ever watched. You see, well, I was on varsity at the time, but you see on video, you see the JV coach, JD Chaplin, throw his clipboard so high in the air, and then it was a mess. But, I mean, Brady wasn't the best football player. That's why he picked up soccer.
Nah, I got set up for failure.
He might not have been the best football player, but it's not the skill that matters when it comes to things. It's the heart you have and the willingness you have and wanting to do your best at whatever you do.
Yeah, after that, I kind of figured that I should probably just, you know, play the ball with my feet and not my hands. But no, football, you know, I was an amazing quarterback, you know, 5'7". I was just a stud out there, you know, wearing my socks up to my knees, look like an idiot. But it's okay. My mom said it looked cute, so that's all that matters. But 3 laps, I'm back to the Josiah part. Josiah was like a brother to me. And, you know, he, over like I was going back to when we played football together, and then I was, you know, the camera crew, we would spend time all together. And, you know, he'd come in his mom's car, and it's like, man, I'm driving my mom's car, you can pick me up. And we're going to drive down to Daytona to go to the game. I was like, oh, man, this sounds like a great idea. Sure, it was a great idea. We had a lot of fun driving a car. Anyways, so through those, you know, through those 3 years that I knew Josiah especially, I really understood about, you know, how to live, you know, life through Christ, and also to have fun and know that you can have so much fun even living through Christ, living through his ways, and living through, you know, how you're supposed to live as a Christian. And Josiah was really the person who maximized that point. And recently, since he's passed, I've kind of really understood that, like, you know, live every day like it's your last. You know, you don't have every day to tell someone you love them or, you know, to do what you want to do. So, like, you know, when you're pushing off something like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, it's like, okay, well, you know, what if I'm not here tomorrow? Or what if I can't do that tomorrow? Let me do something now. Let me change something now. Let me do this now. Like, you know, always be proactive, and, like, you know, not every day is guaranteed. And that's something that Josiah really showed me in a beautiful way, is that, you know, I can still get stuff done every single day when I feel like I'm not.
Awesome. That's so good to hear. And I mean, it's so encouraging to hear the impact Josiah left on everyone else's lives. Like, it's comforting for me. But I know we're going over all the sad stuff right now, but if you don't mind telling us a little bit about what might have been your funniest or most exciting story or whatever it is that made you the happiest when you were with Josiah. If you can think of it right now. If you can't, there's no problem with saying, well, let's get back to that on our first official episode. But if you can think of it right now, Noah, if you don't mind sharing, and I'll ask Brady next, and then I'll share one of my favorites, then go ahead. And if honestly, if you can't, then just let me know.
Yeah, one of my favorite memories with Josiah was definitely, you know, when we go on the boat all the time. I remember I was doing a flip off the tower of the boat that he would always go on, and he threw a whole public sub at my face when I was doing the flip, and I just remember it smacking me, and I end up like back flopping. I mean, that was one of the funniest memories that I have with Josiah.
That's awesome, and that's so good to hear. Brady, what do you have that kind of like makes you whenever you're down a little bit and you think about it or you need a little like laugh, what is it that makes you think of Josiah, not in a sad way, but one of those happy ways that makes you laugh, that makes you giggle, that makes you just smile and beam and grin ear to ear?
Yeah, man. This is after one of our football games. We just finished dropping off all the equipment at the school, and Josiah, you know, he's driving his mom's car. It's a little Audi, you know, it's got a little speed to it. And he's like, you know, man, let's just test it on the way home. So we're driving home. We're going like maybe 1:30, and it's like 11:15 at night. And there's this guy that just cuts us off so bad. And you know, one second you're looking at the window and we're fully sideways in the side by four. We're like, holy crap, like we're not gonna make it through this. And then you go the other way, we're fishtailing so bad. And then we finally slow down and we look at each other and we start laughing. There's just no one was scared, no one yelled, nothing. It was just complete silence while we're, you know, scurrying across the, you know, three lanes of traffic. We just, you know, just laughing about it. And we're like, man, if we ever died something so dumb like that, that would have been so funny. Plastered against the wall of side four, you know, of I-4 next to the I-4 eyesore. I mean, what a way to go out.
Yeah, and that sounds exhilarating. I'm glad he never did that with me. I've got so many stories that I can tell. And obviously, after this pilot episode, we're going to do a whole episode on Josiah and the impact he left on our lives, the impact he left on our friends' lives, and the impact he left like on Central Florida and everyone who may have come in contact with him. But just a little bit of it for today to give you a sneak peek. To begin with it, Josiah, Jackson, Deanna, myself, we have all been extremely, extremely blessed by their dad, Tim, and he is an incredible leader, an incredible motivator, an incredible businessman. And one day, it's probably 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and I get a call. It's about to storm. I get a call from Josiah, and he's like, hey, what are you doing right now? And I'm like, chilling at home, watching TV with your sister? Like, what do you think I'm doing at 6 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon? And he goes, cool. Dad just bought 2 jet skis. Meet me at the boat ramp. We're taking them out. And I'm like, for real? Like, he actually bought 2 jet skis? And he's like, do you think I would lie to you? And I was like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you joke around with me all the time. So I drive my ass to the boat ramp and needless to say, Josiah's sitting there with both the jet skis backed in. Obviously, he backed them in like he's done it 1,000 times. He has them both running, both ready to go. We hop on them. A lake with crazy waves to the left and the smooth as glass river to the right. And he says, all right, we're going to go up the river. Next thing I know, he's heading out on the Sea-Doo 300 turbocharged, whatever that thing is, and hitting 4-foot waves. And I'm just like, there's no way I'm going out there right now. Like, I've ridden a jet ski 10 times in my whole life. But being the adrenaline junkie he is, he did it. And I'm not going to look like a sissy going out there and be like, no, I'm too scared to do that. And so I follow him. Soon as I hit the first wave, I flip the jet ski over, and it's just, there's so many things that come to mind whenever I think about it, and the good memories always outweigh the bad memories. But essentially, this is our story. This is how we all met. This is our plan. We plan to share the gospel. We plan to dive into the word and not only grow each other's faith and grow our relationship, but grow the faith of everyone around us. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, we want to reach stadium numbers, but we don't need that stadium to fill. Because thank God we have the modern day technology and social media. So we're going to reach those stadium numbers from right here in Josiah's parents' kitchen. that's basically our pilot episode. We are faith-based. We plan to release an episode every Sunday. And if we don't, we will be sure to inform everyone of when the episode will be released on our social medias. You'll be able to find us in the next week on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And that's basically it. So this was a lot of fun. I'm really excited we finally did this. It's not like we've been talking about doing this for months and months, but I have had this on my heart to do for a long time, just because I know the three of us and the relationship we've built can reach so many people and do so many good things. I mean, this is what we call digital ministry. And in the end, our main goal is to ensure that every single person that we reach doesn't have a gap in that 18 inches between their head and their heart, and can connect the two of them together and have the Holy Spirit, have the Bible, have the gospel flowing through them, and be able to share that word and express the meaning, the true meaning of Christ to anybody they want. So yeah, I think this will be it for our first pilot or our first episode, whatever you want to call it. I am Ridge. It's been a pleasure speaking to y'all. This is Noah to my left. If you want to say peace out.
Peace out. Couldn't be more excited to start this journey. So.
And Brady, if you want to give a last word of encouragement or just a peace out, see y'all in a week, then feel free to go ahead.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening, everybody.